Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato. That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Steven, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
Stories just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. Real talk is exactly what this is going to be this morning. So I want y'all to buckle up, strap up, grab you something hot, cool, a bag of ice, Tylenol, ibuprofen. You are going to be in for a treat. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you cry. We're going to make you realize some things about friendship. So, B. You ready for this?
I'm ready. I hear we got a wild and exciting show, so I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So, how much do you know about hanging out in friends with social circles? Do you do that big group kind of thing, or you kind of got you just lay back? And you just kicking with your dudes.
The
guys hook up.
Yeah. So, like one of my circles, and it's funny that you should mention that, one of my circles is the Atlanta Cigar Circle. So, with us, pretty much what we do is we go to cigar bars. We'll go to a cigar lounge and just hang out, talk. You know, it's like the after-hours barbershop. You know, everybody has good conversation, you know. Jokes, you know, some people that know each other a little bit longer, they crack jokes on each other. And, I mean, it's just all love. I've, like, gone to quite a few since I've been here in Atlanta. And I've noticed that, you know, it's a really, really dope circle to be in. And then on top of that, the networking possibilities are ridiculous, you know. So I'm definitely into that.
So you're not from Atlanta. So when you got here and you're looking for something to do, some place to kick in, and you found this venue to be for you, did you get any static or
welcoming
to you, or, you know, did you have to go a couple of weeks and sit by yourself? How did you transition to the group?
So I've liked cigars for quite a while, and I just wanted to start getting, like, knowing a little bit more about it. So my brother, who's a cigar guy, he started just kind of, like, telling me different cigars to try, and so I would go to different places. And a buddy of mine, he was like, hey, we need to go to Cigar City Club. And I was like, all right. And then I went there, and it blew my mind. I mean, it was live music. It was cigars. There was women there. There was dudes there. Everybody was laughing. My buddy called me out and tried to, like, you know, he called me out on a game of chess. And I beat him bad. I probably shouldn't have did. I still feel bad about that. I'm sorry, Leroy. I know you're listening, but I'm really, really sorry. I felt really bad about, you know, beating him like that. And then another buddy of mine, Carrie, he wanted to get in on the game. I beat him bad, too, so I'm sorry, Carrie. But then I started noticing other people would just come by and talk and, you know, exchange cards and information. And I met a really good dude that night, and he's just been, like, introducing me to the cigar world, like, everywhere he's going, you know. So it's amazing, the culture. So I never noticed anything like that. And even, you know, I'm from New York, but I never noticed anything like that in New York not to say that they don't have it, until I went back and started hanging out in some of the cigar clubs and whatnot and cigar syndicates down there. And it seems to be pretty straightforward across the board. I don't think, you know, race doesn't come into play at all. Everybody's just out having a good time over a drink and a cigar. So, and I think that more and more women are getting into it as well. So it's pretty dope.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. So we got to do some women that's going to be in the cafe today, Brandon. And these women are known in the Southeast. Well, you know, not even Southeast. They're known on Facebook. They got Facebook exposure. They come together, do sessions. Okay. It's more than just that they hang out, they fun, they support each other. They show up. They show up, they show out, you can best believe it. And they're here in the cafe. I just happen to be one of them. So I want to introduce you all to the FAF. Someone tell you what that means, actually. So Brandon,
yes.
You ready? We just have a group of ladies and gents on the show today.
Okay, so I gotta know. I gotta know. What is it? Like, I heard you say stepping, but like what? Like Greek line stepping, you know, that pop do pop do pop, you know, like that? Or what? Like, what kind of stepping are we talking about?
No.
And that's what most people think.
Right.
So
one of the way we describe it is that in Chicago we do a dance. It's comparable to ballroom dancing, hand dancing in the East, bopping. We call it stepping, you know, because it's gone all over the country. They call it now Chicago style stepping. So that's two people dancing to the same kind of beat with turns and that kind of thing. So that's stepping, not the college fraternity sorority type stepping.
Oh, because I thought, you know, I can't step to save my life. I can't step to save my life, so I was thinking that that's where we were going with that, but okay.
No, and I know you were thinking, you know, trying to put that into the context of soying up friends, it would be funny. But you gotta come see it, though, B. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So the women, we met seven, and then it has evolved into this national viral exposure, because we're out having fun, having a good time, laughing, no drama, no bull. And so we're going to introduce the women and let them tell you a little bit about this group that they're in, and then we're going to take questions from the audience. Now, people are calling in, and if you're calling in to place a comment, press one on your phone, the number one, and we will get you in queue, get your comments on the air. So just press one, and we'll get you, okay? All right, we're going to introduce the first lady.
Yes.
But not really. Miss Maddie B, the first lady.
Good morning. My name is Madeline Hayward. I'm on the stepper set. They call me Maddie B, first lady Maddie B. If you don't call me that, that's good. But that's what they call me. I am the first lady of a social club in Chicago called Deja Vu Steppers Association. We give five parties a year, five big parties a year. And the friendship group that I'm in now actually came about by accident. I have been going to this large party in Atlanta and went on a cruise. And the president and the vice president was on the cruise. And I knew I had met, well, she'll tell a different story about this, but I had met the president at one time in Chicago, but she didn't remember me. And then the vice president was a friend of mine because she was originally from Chicago. So on the cruise, the vice president was asleep. So I just sat in the room and talked to the president probably for about 2 hours. We wasn't talking about shit. I can't even tell you one of the conversations we had. But anyway, so after then we started hanging out, and it became a you know, I'm so wonderful, I'm everything, that they always want they always want me around. You know what I'm saying?
And life of the party.
Yeah, she just blew up somehow.
Right.
When did
right.
Maddie B blow up? Yeah, that's a common theme around us. When did First Lady? And so, you know, now we like to be in each other's presence. You know, if she's somewhere and I can get there, or if they're somewhere. So we call us the FAF, and that stands for
Fake ass friends
forever, F-A-F-F. And the way that came about, I guess, is the Real Housewives of Atlanta or whatever. And we're thinking, if that's real, what we have has to be fake.
I like that.
Yeah, that's where that came from. And so we got our own little logo, and we travel. Well, I'm telling the whole story. I was just supposed to be telling my story. Okay.
That's what first ladies do.
I'm sorry. First ladies try to take over, Brandon. Okay.
I see that. Life of the party.
That's me. And so just trying to give you a little history. And after we met up in Atlanta, they actually came to one of my parties. I mean, like full force. They showed up. It must have been 20 of them.
Oh.
And then one time, Cheryl and Fancy had their party at my party. Cora walked in and said, "You said you had a party, but damn, I didn't know it was like this." Yeah, we had this kind of party. So we became friends. We traveled together. We come to each other's houses and hang out. And so the no drama thing that she talked about is key with us. You know, we have a few incidents. You know, we went to Costa Rica one time and had some kind of blowout. I don't know what that was, but it was just between two people, and it was over in a it was over in a second. But
so, you know, I gotta understand, Maddie. I gotta understand. So
the
who
first
checked
lady
that?
Was there.
First lady.
What you say?
I'm sorry.
You didn't say
Madam
that
First Lady.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Madam First Lady, Your Honor, Your Royal First Ladyness.
You got it
okay.
All. Make sure.
Bow at the
yeah,
waist,
all
baby.
At the...
Bow at
the... Did I cover it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead now.
So how do you check something like that? Like, so, I mean, you know, different personalities is always going to have some type of confrontation. So how do you check that? Like, what do you guys do to check that and keep the camaraderie where it's supposed to be?
Well, I officially throw in some kind of humor somewhere. It's like, you know, if you can make them laugh, they can kind of walk off and do something else. But, you know, if whatever it is, we kind of like being together. We want to do this. So, you know, squash that. It's not a, you know, she said that and I just can't get over it. You know, it's just, it's never been like that, not as long as we've been going places. And we went to Costa Rica and Aruba, you know, on cruises. And so, you know, we've been able to maintain civility.
I think it's the people that are in the core circle, you know. They want to do something different. They want to be about something different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the most part, it doesn't always get into the core of the group, you know. And I think that's part of it. What do you think, Cora?
The other part of it is most of the people in this group are very vocal, a lot of strong personalities. So we just kind of say what we feel. But when you have a lot of different personalities, just every now and then a personality might get a little out of kilter.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk. Hey, we need to talk. Did I offend you? What happened? Why did this go wrong? And so it started off with a few people gelling together. So you just kind of keep that circle in check. I mean, it's only like maybe 10 of us. And when there are different people, we don't exclude people, but when there are different people in the mix, you can kind of feel the vibe being a little different. But, you know, we work it out. So that's when we send out correspondence about the trip or the event or whatever, we like, no drama. You know, we just said,
okay,
don't bring. Yeah, we're very vocal about it, because when we get together, we spend money, we go out of town, we're not trying to be bothered with drama. That's just not what it's about. So just good people who initially hooked up, and we've learned each other, and it's kind of worked out. As a matter of fact, the one trip we went on, there were some other people there who were not a part of the fake-ass friends group, and one girl said to me, you know, I don't really do large women groups. But by the time that event was over, she's like, where are y'all going the next time? I want to go, because it was that kind of vibe. We go, have a good time, keep it in check, and then we always bring a pack of extra gum. You know that gum that's called extra?
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody gets out and kills, we'd be like, how many pieces you want? You want one or two pieces? Because you're being extra right now.
I like that. That's smooth. That's about the smoothest thing I've ever heard right there. Like, I like that. That's pretty good. So,
yeah,
I see that. I see that.
It's going to be some extra stuff going on, but we like to have fun. We enjoy life. You know, everybody has issues in life, and we like to get away from those things and just have a good time. And it's divine order, and that's really what it's all about. We consider
absolutely
this a blessing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's get into some of the dancing. Like, what are some of the dance moves? Is it like the tango? Is it like, you know, like salsa and merengue? Like, what type of dancing is it?
Brandon, I'm gonna let Joanne answer that for you, because Joanne is, she's in the cafe with us too, and she's ready to say her piece. So let's get
okay
her on the air. Yeah. All right.
Let's get. Come on, Joanne. Help me out here. Help me out.
Okay. So first of all, I want to fix what First Lady Maddie B said. I'm actually her personal assistant. I want to correct her on one thing. I'm over here screaming. It's not a party. It's an event.
Excuse me.
And that's what I call deja vus. When they have events, that's what I call. I've never called that event a party. And even though it is a party, but it's actually an event. And when our fast showed up, we call that the production. So there. Now, as far as the stepping, Maddie, fix your face, because I'm going to start singing. Seems like you petty. I'm going to start singing.
Uh-oh.
But
like you're petty.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So the dance is really like a salsa merengue, but with a slower beat. That's all.
Okay.
And see, the salsa merengue and the other little dances, it's all like 6 and 8 counts. So the difference is that's a faster dance, and then this is a more cooler dance.
Okay.
The younger people make it fast, but it was generally smooth and sultry and sexy. That's really what the dance was, and now they didn't put a little twist on it. So that's where we are with that.
So I like that. So let's just get something out of the way. Who's teaching me how to dance? Who's going to be teaching me how to dance?
Maddie.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble now. Okay.
Maddie, yeah. They call her Maddie B, the first lady, but in my house we call her my somebody. So, and she's always been my somebody. So, but she is good with instructing. She does the line dance. She does the stepping. She teaches walking, slow bop. She can teach it all. So that would be the person for you. And she has she does it with fun, and she has the patience. See, somebody else like me, I'd be cursing you out. She's not gonna do that. She'll make it. She's gonna make it fun.
I'm gonna stick with her. Okay. That was.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. I'm going to get her some extra gum. Okay, we're
going to.
Yeah, baby.
What is your role in FAFF?
Well, I'm everything. I'm every woman. I'm everything. But what I am really to all of them is the apple of their eye. See, I'm the apple, and I'm the cook. So that's where my role is.
Okay.
What you say?
The cook she is.
I'm the cook.
We count on her. I do it effortlessly. Sometimes she supervises. Yes,
Cora will supervise, baby. She ain't got no problem supervising the kitchen.
And Brandon, I'm 4'11", and I've been on her in a kitchen with soy, and Cora has hidden all of the objects up in the shelf that I can't even see up to see. So if I can't see up to get it, you know I can't reach it.
Right.
Oh yeah,
but not, she's Brandon. Those objects she's talking about, that's that garbage she likes to put in food sometimes, so we have to watch her. And I use the term garbage loosely, but it's not really garbage. But she likes to spruce it up sometimes, and everybody doesn't eat all that stuff. But she's a great cook.
So
everywhere she goes, basically that is definitely one role she takes on. And that's
So who's making the macaroni and cheese for me? I just want to get that clear.
Joanne.
Okay. All right. Where's Joanne at?
Brandon, listen, I can make macaroni and cheese, but when Joanne only looks,
she only looks like she can cook to me.
I don't know what it is. She can cook up a meal so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did brunch at my house last Sunday, and she spent the night. She woke up, and she had like 4 salads done before my feet hit the floor. I'm like, what? When I went out to pick up stuff, by the time I came back, she had the chicken on the grill. She had the macaroni and cheese noodles and the pot. I'm like, who does this like this? But I can cook, Brent.
But, you know, that's the beauty of the group. You got a lot of different women and one guy who's with us all the time. And everybody seems to bring something different to the table. And that's good. We have this one, Kerman Lockman. We call him Lock. He travels with us.
Ladies,
so he's like
Lock,
our guardian angel. You know, we'll go somewhere and there's 6, 7, 8, 10 women and Lock. And all the guys are like, man, how you get so lucky to be with all these beautiful women? So people bring different things to the table. And, you know, talking about the stepping in instructor, one of our fake-ass friends is Cheryl Sugarfoot Poe, and she's from Chicago. And there's a thing in Chicago called the World's Largest Stepping Contest. And she's won a couple of times, and she's a great instructor, too. So just about anything that you need out of this group, somebody can provide it for you, and that's what friendship is all about.
I like that. Now, I have one thing that I have to ask just before we get into the next topic. What's the Facebook page? I want everybody to get on your Facebook page. I want everybody to follow you. So what's your Facebook page?
Mine is Joanne Kane.
Well, no. The group's Facebook page.
Oh, it's Fake Ass Friends.
Fake Ass Friends?
And the ass is ABB.
All right, say that one more time, Soy.
It is Fake Ass Friends. Fake ABB Friends.
Fake Ass AZZ Friends. All right, everybody, so Fake Ass Friends. All right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me something. So what was the most, I got to get into this. So I want to know, what was the most exciting time you guys had together as a group?
Oh, my God.
All right. Every time you ask a new question, we're going to bring on a new member. So now we're going to bring on Fancy.
Hey.
All right, let's go, Fancy.
Oh, Lord. How's everybody doing this morning?
Hey, honey.
Hey. Let me just say this. I've been listening, and It kind of chokes me up sometimes because, and everybody in the group knows how I am, but God is so awesome in terms of real friendship. You know, in the Bible, in Matthew, God says, or Jesus says that there is no greater gift than a man can give than to lay down his life for his friends. And in that, literally, that means it's a sacrifice on everyone's part. You know, through the good and the bad, you know, you stick closer than a brother. And even with that, understanding that to have friends in that capacity, you have to know how to be a friend.
That's right.
For me, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm divorced. And being out on my own, when I initially started out, you know, I prayed and I asked God, you know, to cover me during that time and to bring people into my life that would keep me positive, that would keep me inspired, that would, you know, encourage me, that with great character and great integrity, that we could walk together and that we could grow together and we would feed off one another. So every person in our group, you know, the name is funny, just like Abby explained about fake-ass friends. But make no mistake, every person in our group brings something different to the table. And it comes together like a well-oiled machine.
Absolutely.
We love each other dearly. You know, we love each other dearly. We all said, we travel together. In fact, we're going on a trip in a couple of weeks. And we support one another, no matter where we are. And like I said, through the good and the bad, you know, a lot of people don't understand about real friendship because they've never really had it. And like Cora explained about the young lady that went on the trip, you know, and she says, I don't do big groups. But by the time she experienced the love and the genuineness in the friendship, she had a completely different perspective on it, and she changed her mind.
Right.
And
that
so
makes sense.
That's what we are. Stephen is definitely a part of our lives, but it was a catalyst for all of us coming together, and now it's a small part of what we all share and what we have. So with that, that's all I got to say. I mean, each one of us, we have our own individual relationships with one another, as well as collectively, you know, and again, that strength, that support, whatever's needed, you know, comes from each of us.
Okay, I get that. So let's do this, right? Really, really quick, because I want to get to know everybody. So really, really quick, what's your attribute? What do you bring to the table? So what's your thing that you bring to the group?
What do you think I bring? I bring encouragement and support. I
can
am definitely
see that.
I am definitely a support person. Love, genuineness, openness, honesty. Again, integrity. These are, like I said, all of us have those attributes. You know, but my friends also know I'm human. Okay. They know me. They know I'm human. And they know I can go off like anybody else, you know, but they know my heart. You know, but that's all of us. And like Maddie said, you know, to squash that, she'll bring humor. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You know, but that's how we flow. And we know each other. You know, we know each other's limits. You know, and like I said, that support is just there. It's just there.
Okay.
No matter what.
That's definitely
no matter,
important.
Yes, absolutely.
So now let me ask this, right? So if there's a new member that we haven't heard from, let me ask that. What this is to that person? What does Soy bring to the table? What is her attribute for the group? Because Soy crazy. So what's her attribute for the group?
Strength.
I
know her.
I do.
All right, we're
so who's going to take this one?
Okay, we got Drea. We got another new member. Drea?
All right, Drea.
Drea's here. Can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear.
Now, what was the question?
Am I to provide what Soy asked to the group?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I want you to tell us what Soy brings to the group.
All right, so good morning, Brandon.
First of all,
I don't know how you got tricked or bamboozled to have all these ladies on one call on a Saturday morning.
Right.
And you ain't got no salmon croquettes, no grits, no eggs, no stankin'-ass chicken is what Cora affectionately calls it for us to all have after this call is over.
So see, Drea, that's a real good question. It's a real good question. I hear the pops in the background, and I'm over here, my stomach growling. That's a real good question.
That's me. So that's Joanne.
So,
because I'm cooking.
But the question at hand was what Soy actually in relation to the group. I'll have to be honest and say that I think Soy often offers balance to the group. There are those situations that arise where we may not be seeing eye to eye with one another, and sometimes you're only seeing from your perspective and your perspective only. And a lot of times, once Soy kind of gets involved, she wants to know, well, tell me what your version of the story is, and then she gives you another way to look at the situation without it just being you harboring your own personal feelings. She want to take the emotion out of it and just see the situation for what it truly is, and then at that point, you can still move on and continue to love your sister friend. They know I battle with that FAF term.
Lord,
but I love the way, they know I love the way it has morphed. But I struggled with that term at first, and I believe Cora was the one who initially came up with the term. But I see Soy as more of the person who's a lot of time coming from a side of not having all the emotion involved with it, being very matter of fact. And then she can always offer us another way to view whatever is actually going on. And if you want something done, she'll make it happen. Get it done.
That much. So, that's pretty good. Now, what do you bring to the table? What's your attribute?
I think in terms of those within the circle that I have had very intimate conversations with, I'm probably the youngest member of the group, but I have quite a bit of experience in a multitude of areas, and I think those that I've had an opportunity to be close with can express probably in a better way than I can when you maybe ask maybe Cora or Fancy in terms of our talks and the way that I share, the way that I am a little bit rough around the edges at times. But I'm very frank. I'm going to tell you like it is, whether or not, you agree. But it's coming from my perspective. This is the way I see it. But I give it to you in love. And sometimes I'm that friend that has to give you honesty or truth. And in most cases, that may be consumed like medicine. Medicine is not always pleasing to the taste, but what it does is it it helps you to get better. And I've had those intimate opportunities with several young ladies in the group. They may agree or disagree, but I would love to hear Cora's or Fancy's perspective on that.
I'm reaching for this gum right now.
Now, let me I got to ask this now. I got to ask. All right. What do you get out of the group? Now, you told me what you bring. You told me what Soy brings. What do you get out of the group? What do you feel the group has given you?
Oh man, you can gain so much from the group. You got a spiritual advisor and Gloria. Fun and laughter and all of them. You're going to definitely have a good time. There are times when you just don't feel like going out or feel like being in a crowd of individuals, but they can change that mood so quickly. You're going to get fed with that group. I don't care if you're hungry.
Unless you're Brandon, you ain't going to get fed. All right, whatever.
Yeah. We're going to make sure you eat, Brandon.
Just saying.
I mean, it's so much. You can definitely, you have shoulders to lean on. I think we all, like Gloria mentioned, we all have intimate personal relationships with certain ones in the group. I can honestly say that I've been able to have confidants within the group. There are times when you just need to talk about something and you don't want to be judged. You just want somebody to hear your unadulterated truth, and they don't hold it against you because it is your truth.
Okay.
That answer pretty much your question?
That does. I mean, that's a lot. That's, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, yeah, that's, so here's what I'm saying. Here's what I like about what I'm hearing so far. So we touched probably the least on what the group actually is, which is dancing, and talked more about the brother and sisterhood that it flourished into. So I think that's really, really dope. I think that's something that is an amazing thing. Especially for women, and this, what it does is it kills the bad stigma that a group of women of our ethnic backgrounds or different ethnic backgrounds can't get into the same place and have fun without, you know, throwing a punch or throwing a drink. So I definitely like that y'all are shattering
that. Truth be told, the Atlanta Housewives have given women such a bad stigma, bad name, and in that, you tend to see a group of women, and I know I've witnessed this, that when they're in the room, people want to know, like, what's to this group of women? Because they always seem to be together. They always seem to be on the go. And, you know, like somebody mentioned earlier, we all have different personalities. So, you know, there will be times where you got to say what's on your mind and keep it moving from there. But I think most people within the group mean it from the heart, or their intentions are pure and are good when they, you know, move about throughout the group. So, you know, and
absolutely.
You mentioned dancing. Dancing was the original foundation for all of us and how we all kind of came together. But I think just about everybody also do other things, because some of them skate as well as step. And then I'm probably the only radical one that's on this bike, but I'm trying to get a few of them to come on, jump on the back of it and get this experience.
No, not going to happen.
So me and Dre got to talk, because I'm about to get my license. So, yeah, we're going to have to work that out. But
we could ride to the cigar bar.
You know it. Ooh, now you're talking my language. All right, now. All right, now.
Just thinking that.
Here's next. So, Soy, I want you to bring on our next member, and I got a couple of questions for them too.
Here's the enforcer.
Oh, here we go.
Here's the enforcer of the group. He's the one who protects us and holds us down. Lockman?
Is this Lock? I met Lock. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out, can anybody hear me on this telephone?
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you,
Lock.
Hear you.
And y'all sitting up there talking, and I'm getting all offended up in here. Like, this ain't no all ladies group.
That's why I said sisterhood and brotherhood.
Yeah.
That's why I said.
I'm sitting up here like screaming in this phone, and ain't nobody listening to me.
All right, well, Lock, the floor is yours. Tell me, Lock, what do you like most about
the group?
The mic
is up.
What's your question?
What do you like most about the group?
Listen.
Being with the ladies.
That's where I would go with that. I'd be like being with the ladies.
Hey, first of all, with my coming into this group, I ain't no preacher, but I know the Lord. And I'm always taking him where I go. And I bring that to this group. And I also bring that male testosterone to the group. Now, I grew up with three sisters. So my mama taught me how to treat a lady. And then she's told me certain things that ladies be looking for. So with these group of women, I give them the utmost respect. I mean, as a man, I tell them things that when I see them falling into a hole with one of the men they might be dating, a few of them I would go up to them and tell them what I think about it. What I think about when we are out and I see men coming up to them, handling them wrong, I put them to the side and I tell them.
Okay.
So it was one incident, I ain't calling no names, where this guy was married. We was at a dance. Oh. He married. His wife was at the stepping set, too. And with the stepping community, we hug one another. But it's the way a man should hug you. And I saw this man hugging one of, and I saw this man hugging one of my FAFFs the wrong way. I mean, groping her, pulling on her, and all in her neck. Soon as he finished, I went to her, and I told her, let me tell you something. A man is going to be a man. I said, now his wife sitting right over there. And I said, and I know you know that grope was wrong. So have some respect for yourself. Don't let no man disrespect you. And especially one that's married and grope you that way. Not only a married man, a single man. Have some respect about yourself. You don't let nobody mishandle you like that.
Hmm. So you're the male energy. So you're definitely, so you also bring balance, you know, with the sisters, you know, you're the male energy. So you balance it out. I like that a lot. So what we going to do right now?
And I learned a lot of things.
Hold on 1 second, Locke. Hold on 1 second, Locke. I'm going to come back to you. Hold on 1 second. We got to pay some bills. All right. Soy, tell me what we got. Soy, tell me what we got. I know we got some bills.
Have you heard sponsorship sound like this? Coffee Talk with Soy is looking for dynamic entrepreneurs like yourself. If you're motivated, energetic with a message or product, consider advertising with us. It's a win-win. For more information on those advertising and sponsorship packages, visit the website Coffee Talk with Soy or call me at 515-I-GOT-SOY. And again, that's 515-I-GOT-SOY.
Well, Brandon, it looks like you're doing just a great job getting into the nitty-gritty, finding out about the core group, finding out what makes them work, what makes them twerk, what they like, what they don't like, what they bring to the group. And, you know, those are really, really good good questions, because as people look into their own lives and friendships and, you know, I personally think that in order to have a friend, you need to be a friend, you know.
Absolutely.
And before enter into any kind of social circle, whether it's stepping, skating, biking, or whatever it is, you kind of got to reevaluate yourself, because sometimes it's you. You know, you are the reason you cannot get along with other people. It's how you are, how you think. You can't take criticism and stuff like that. So I'm just glad that the group of women and men that, you know, we tend to deal with and socialize with most of the time are aware of that. Because this group
Absolutely.
Of people, although we don't always see each other all the time, it's not like all of us speak every day. But the connection is there, the respect is there. You know, just like Fancy said and like Dre said, you know, when people speak up or got something to say, it's out of place of love. And a lot of people are not used to receiving that.
So I just want to kind of put that out there. You know, when you love somebody, you care about somebody, you should be able to speak and make certain comments to them. And you need to be adult enough to accept that. That's, I think that's an important takeaway from being in a social group.
And I definitely agree with that.
You got to be checked. Like, I got to check you from time to time, B. You know, it's just right there, right?
I ain't going to go that far now. Hold on now. Let's not, you know, let's not go there. Hold on a minute now. Like, you like how you tried to slip that one in there? Nah, 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 nah. I like how you tried to slip that one in there. That was sweet. That was good. That was good. That was me. I liked it. It was a nice quick jab. Boom. I liked it. It was there, but we got right out the way. Like, you know, like how, like, we friends and we real good, and I'm not, you know, eating any of the dirty chicken and the croquettes and none of that, but that's okay. We we're not going to be petty. It's all good. So I have one more question for Locke, all right? And now, Locke, really quick.
Let me get Locke back in the studio. All right.
Okay.
You hear Locke?
Okay, he's here. All right. So have you ever been in a situation where you had to call on your sisters for that maternal feeling? Have you ever cried? We got to know. Have you ever cried or have you ever had the need to cry?
I've cried. Have I called
with
on
sisters?
One of my...
Yeah.
With them? No. I haven't sit there and cried in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But... I've been in conversation where they didn't know that I was in tears. Like during this time, about this time last year, when my dad died. And it was such an unplanned situation that happened so fast until I called them and told them, don't worry about coming to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Because we was confused of the day it was going to be. And I didn't want them going through no changes. And then I talked to a couple of them. And they told me that it wouldn't have mattered, that they wanted to be there for me. And when
Absolutely.
I was talking to them, and when I was talking to them on the phone and they was telling me that, then that's when I started getting sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
But I never sit before them and cry. But if a situation permitted itself, I don't put myself in a situation that I think I'm so manly that I wouldn't cry in front of them.
That's what's up. And so you know what the best part about I like to hear men. Yeah, I like to hear men say that. And so what I was getting to with that. Was that basically you guys are sounding more of like a family than a group. So I like that. I really like that.
Well,
so Soy's gonna bring in our next member. We wanna make sure that everybody gets in. So Soy's gonna bring in our next member. Give me who you got.
All right, Miss Cheryl.
Lucky.
Hey, good people. Hello.
Hey, heard so much about you.
You did? I hope it was all good.
Most of it.
Okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Tell me something, Cheryl. What was your most impactful moment being in the group? And then tell me a little bit about yourself first, and then tell me what was the most impactful moment you've experienced in the group.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm originally from Chicago. I live in Atlanta now, and I've been there for almost 30 years, but I do go home a lot.
Okay.
I think this initial dance is what brought us all together, and this dance is really, really, it's really powerful. It's a lifestyle. It creates all type of relationships, friendships, and I love it. It just brings a lot of people together. It's more like a family. I remember I listened to your question earlier about does it feel like being in a group or does it feel like family? I come from a large family, so that's all that I know. So
absolutely.
When I align myself with people that are really, really close to me, they don't feel like friends. They really feel like sisters and brothers. So, and we have respect for each other. I mean, we have some hard talks. We have some good talks. We have a lot of laughter. And we spend a lot of time together. And I really don't get tired of them. You know what I'm saying? I really, really, really don't.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's great. It's good to be around people that you love. And you love them unconditionally.
And they love you back.
I can't say there's one one moment. We have so many great moments. So I can't tell you. I think that when Locke just talked about his dad dying last year, I think that those are probably the most impactful. When something, you know, so devastating happens to someone, we just wrap our arms around each other and want to make sure that person know that you really have them. And whatever they need, you're there for them. So I think that life-changing moments are probably the most impactful for me.
Absolutely. And you know what? That right there, that speaks volumes because I think it was the first lady and I was speaking earlier, contrary to what we see on TV about the portrayal of these, you know, new age, as it's being called now, new age families and new age TV,
mm-hmm.
right? Contrary to that, I'm seeing something totally different. So I don't even watch those shows or anything like that, but I do know that they exist and I do know that they get a lot of ratings. And unfortunately, it's devaluing our family structure. So to hear from you guys, it swells my heart up because it's like, wow, okay, there is still hope, and I love that. So
mm-hmm.
I have another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have another thing that I want to know. So how do you gain new members? Like, or are you even taking new members, or does it just happen? Like, so how does somebody say, hey, you know what, I'm here in the show, I want to. Do they have to go through initiation? Do they get hazed? You know, you jump them out. You're from Chicago, so do you jump them in? I mean, I don't know. Do they have to, you know, do they have to, like, win a dance competition, a dance-off or something? What's up with that?
Well, you know, there is a initiation process that we have.
Uh-oh,
so
here we go.
We can't talk about that on the line. If that's the case, then everybody would know all our secrets. So we're always looking for people. You never know when we're going to come for you. So just always be on your P's and Q's.
Oh, so, ooh. the tone there was said one thing. I don't know. Like, is it one of those things where, you know, like you're going to drug me and I wake up in a coffin or something like that? It was okay. Right. So, okay. That was a little cryptic. So, guys out there in Radio Land, if you want to be a member, hey, listen, I can't help you. You know, usually I'm the one that has advice for everyone. I can't help you. It's cryptic. Even I don't know the initiation process. I don't know what you have to give up or they all have their fingers. So I know that they don't have to give up a finger, which is cool. I don't know. So
before the show, I want to share my moment. I had a moment that my most touching moment. It's a whole bunch of funny moments, hilarious. One of my most funniest moments was when we travel, and they all talk about they know how to pack, and all cute, walking through the airport with all this expensive luggage, you know, boots and nice shoes, all this on, and get to the scale, and your bag is overweight. Oh, I live for that moment. And the look on their faces, you know, they get out of these little cars, and get dropped off, or you know, and they get, you know, my guy dropped off, you know, and they get to the and then they get to the airport and they fashion in and get in line and drop me a cute little luggage over and like, ma'am, I'm sorry, you're over, and then they got to take their bag off. You know. They act like they don't know what's in the bag. And they got I don't know why. And they got, you look in there, they got all kind of booze and heels and boots and coats, and they got to take it out. It's so hilarious. So I usually go live and embarrass them. But my most important moment, my memorable moment was we went on a trip, and I lost my money on the beach. We were going to the beach, and I had some money, probably about $90 or something like that, in cash, and we were out of the country. And we got ready to leave. I could not find my money anywhere. We were all looking. And, you know, I was down to my last few dollars. And I was like in tears. I was so mad. I started backtracking. I went to the room, so frustrated with myself. And before you know it, they came in the door singing some silly, ridiculous song and started throwing money at me. And they collected what I had lost and gave it back. I started to cry.
Look at that. That right there is true family right there. So
yeah.
Sawyer, I gotta ask, but before you butted in and just decided that she was gonna take the question that I had right out of my mouth, tell me what next to that, what situation defined that this was your sister brotherhood for you? What you know, other than what you just said, but what defined it when you were like, that point, you were like, you know what? Yeah, this is my crew. This is my family. What made you come to that realization?
So I started skating. I've been skating for years. I was skating, and then after my cancer and kind of trying to get back together, people would be stepping at the skating rink. And because I couldn't skate at that point, I would just kind of sit there and watch them dance. And then I got invited to go and watch the dance. And when I saw that, I loved it immediately because it was the same R&B music that I had become such a fan of. So that was great. But these people, and so that was the segue into this group. What made me know this is for me? Because when my daughter graduated and went off to college, you know, they call us empty nesters. And so I was beginning to look at my life and what was I going to do with my time? You know, and then new to the Atlanta area as well. And so, you know, these women, these phenomenal people just kind of showed me that, you know, you are enough. You know, we don't even talk about our kids when we get together. A lot of us have kids that are doing some amazing things. You know, we got some kids doing some great things, and we got some kids that we want to choke. But they're not the subject of our involvement. We talk about each other. We celebrate each other, and we talk about what's happening in the moment, and that right there is what did it for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
but Brandon,
I'm here.
I want to tell you the funniest story about Soy because
my multilingual story.
Yes, you know, Soy is a subject matter expert. You know, whoever she talks to on the show, 15 minutes in the show, baby, she's a subject matter expert. I don't care what it is. And so we were in Costa Rica, and we had been downtown Costa Rica drinking a lot of margaritas and had one or two shots of Patron or something like that. And so we were going back to the villa, and Soy was in the front with the driver, and Deborah and Chante and myself were in the back. We're kind of drunk. And Soy's talking to the guy. She only knows like three whole sentences in Spanish, maybe not three, two and a half. And so she said those, and he looked like, is that it? And she looked at him and said, no seatbelt. But I looked at Deborah looked at me. Are those your friends? She said, no, I don't know them at all. So that was her trying to be bilingual in the chat.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hater.
Yeah.
Oh no, that one was funny.
Yeah, that was really funny. You had to be there basically, but that was fun.
Absolutely. So I just want to mention, thank you guys for tuning in, and thank all our guests for coming in to Coffee Talk with Soy, where real talk happens. And this is also your new Saturday morning show.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you for hosting.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you. Absolutely, guys. And, hey, you know, we'll all, you know, do it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. Absolutely.
On the show. Visit our website at www.coffeetalkwithsoy.com. And don't forget to download the app. You'll find that in your app stores, Google Tunes or iTunes, under the show name.
None. Not enough.
Brandon, we have to get you over sometime and cook for you.
We?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.